Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
You know, I'm going to say this is good news. Good news. Good news if you live in Waltham. If you happen to see a coyote that 100% looks like it has rabies because it's mangy, it's limping around in the middle of the day. Like every box that you would check off for an animal has rabies, apparently it's not. It's Gramps the coyote, who's just very old. He's not sick.
Aww.
He's just old. He doesn't get around as well as he once did. And because he's shedding, he looks mangy.
Aww.
Now, that's what they say. And by they, I mean, you know, the whatever. The
officials.
The Massachusetts Fishing
Game
officials. The Massachusetts Fishing Game officials. Ramiro, who has working eyeballs with the eye test, says that that's a rabid-ass coyote.
Let me
Don't
see.
Go near it.
I want to see.
You want to see it?
And do we know what part of Waltham Gramps is living in? Because
I believe right by you where you live. What street do you live on again?
Oh, yeah. I feel bad for him.
Well, you know what you should do when you see him? Go up and pet him and go, "Hey, Gramps, come over here, buddy." Take him in your house.
I actually saw somebody recently, and it was probably a fake picture, but it looked hilarious. It was a picture of a coyote that she had taken into her car and was like, "I just found this dog walking on Main Street. Does he belong to anybody?" And it was a clear coyote.
Are you serious?
Everyone's like, you need to, like, call the police right away.
Yo, that
I could see someone doing that with Gramps.
No, because that's a rabid coyote. You're not going to convince me it's not a rabid coyote.
He just looks old.
Yeah, and sick, and mangy.
Oh, poor thing.
That's a rabid-ass guy. So if you're in Waltham, they're saying that it's not. It's just Gramps. Just go, "Hey, Gramps, what's up? Give him some treats."
What is he, like, the town pet?
I don't know,
why,
man.
Is there, like, a news story? Right. Like,
you see a wild animal like
there's
that?
There's the Hawks, I believe.
Yeah, what else? So, Waltham was having freaking fires.
Wow,
the
they desperate for news in Waltham?
They gotta be, because I haven't heard.
Shout out to a coyote.
I know.
Well, and a pickle was on the news the other morning.
And a pickle? I've never heard of them every day that you talk about
Shut
them.
Shut up.
What were they in the news for?
The dining outside.
Oh, yes, Leroy.
Well, Melissa did mention yesterday how she's on a scanner, so now you got more stuff to listen to.
Yeah. Do you know?
Hey,
you guys make fun of me.
Hi, listen. It's Melissa. I think I just saw Gramps walking down. Oh, never mind. It's just
make fun of me all you want. I had a bunch of people hit me up asking me what the police scanner app was yesterday.
Yeah, well, we're all stuck in quarantine. We're looking for anything, anything for entertainment.
True.
And just listen, you hear a police siren, and you're like, I gotta know what that is.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.